Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Acts 1:9-11. The ascension of Jesus Christ into heaven completed his earthly mission of redemption. In the ascension, Christ was seated on the right hand of God, becoming Lord in Christ. Jesus is now set upon the throne as King. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption. Acts 2:30-31. As Jesus conquered death and the grave through his resurrection, he became King. The promise had been made to Mary in the birth of Christ. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Luke 1:32-33. In the ascension, Jesus was seated upon the throne, becoming the King of his eternal kingdom. Jesus was seen by John as King of Kings, Revelation 19:16. Paul saw him as the King eternal, immortal, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever, 1 Timothy 1:17. As Jesus declared to Pilate, My kingdom is not of this world. Pilate asked, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world. John 18:36-37. The majesty bestowed upon the Son by the Father was, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Hebrews 1:8. The resurrection of Christ from the dead marked the establishment of the kingdom of God, and the ascension of Christ seated him upon the throne as King. By the power of his redemptive blood, God has delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Colossians 1:13. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.